holding by the last dargo, his name's Mukso. Whether you went through six different levels, we had the inn of Euchel and Kitzvah Kodesh, might have not Mukso, it's a salad. We had the second level of Kinemal Gabay Shulchon, telling the Mishnah Brua as a getter of Euchel Mashkin, Klishmak Letter. The third level, we had the Klishmak Letter itself, Smutter, Sarfu from a Koimai, Macham Letzel. That was still slowly tzarek klal, might to a macher, did a good tzarek to macher it. A fourth level, we had a klishtim lach le'ithir, a tzmuta tzarek kufa mekomei, but not becham l'sel. A fifth level is a kli, a shumach le'ithir, that has no shimushi heter on Shabbos, with a shadow of a category to put it under, the nifl a klishtimach le'ithir, or kei muchtimach le'skufoi. A sixth, in tzivalot, the sugyu of chsarkis. Now we're getting to the last level, the in of muchtimach le'skufoi. Now there are other mukhsas out there, so these chusr, tzedo, mechubar, recent base station that don't discuss it, so it will not be brought down in the simon over here. And really the Indian of mukhsa further on is really negated to the site of being metal things, how the metal mukhsa comes from gufoi, comes from netzad, in the buses, or kahino, but really applying these seven diagrams over here, where to put different categories. If at the levels of mukhsa, this imam should give this imam till now, this is the last level. We have to define this level. And then basically we have the basis or the basis of all the different levels over here of Muksa. First over here in Sechayin, Milta Sugya Shiva Kalim, Kamal Machaber brings down the story of Muksa Machmas Kufay. He says, Adavash Aimbay Shaikh Lakli, like Zerith or Yavonim, even though it's void to cover Kli, Oslo Tatulam, it's not being metal to it. What the local comes out, says Ramah, even the story of Kufay, even Mekoymoy, Machamal Tel, Maisa has no use, zero use. That means a local Maisa, what to do with this rock, says the Machaber Ramah, nothing, cannot be metal to it. Now there is a Taz over here that brings down the Alizei God, you can be metal to. Now the Prima Godim explains what the Taz means, and we'll get back to Bezer Hashem. The Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Reish Ayin Tes does not mean a God to metal to all cases of Mukso. That means the cloud really will come out when you learn the Sugya of Alizei God. It always has one Dargo less than Yisrael. Example we saw earlier by Klishim Lach Le'Isser, he's still also Mecham Le'Tzel. Can't do to save it. Says the Mishnah Brua, in that case, Al Yidei Goy is Mutter Mecham Le'Tzel. By Mukhtim Ach Maskufa, it's also if you saw Tzarkufa Mekoymai. There, Al Yidei Goy is Mutter Tzarkufa Mekoymai, but not Mecham Le'Tzel. The getter Goy always has, whatever you saw cannot do, the first level, that is Goy can do. That means the getter Mukhtim Ach Maskufa, a Goy can do the end of Tzarkufa Mekoymai, but not Mecham Le'Tzel. And Mash Engin, Klishim Lach Le'Isser, we're going to Paskin, has the heter of even Mecham Le'Tzel. Now, these cases, that's how Mishmur Paskin, Hagam, there are others who disagree, the Shach, the Kiregu, and others, Sabah Mukhtim Lach Le'Skufa, decided by Klishim Lach Le'Isser. That's how the Mishmur comes out, and the swell we'll get to Bez Hashem is in the gate of Mukhtim Lach Le'Skufa. We'll see in the gate of Tiltul, we can tell the things, Tiltul Menatzad, served over heter. A Goy has the getter like Tiltul Menatzad. It's not worse than doing Tiltul Menatzad. Therefore, Tzarech is the Tiltum Atzad, just like you have a heter during your Tzarekufa Mekoymai, Tzarech to have a heter, he'll have the heter, because he is your Tiltum Atzad. But again, it comes out from the Taz, because you say that he's saying it, does not mean it's Mutter Al Dei Goy in all cases. It means Al Dei Goy, by our case, Mukhshamach Maskufa, Tzarekufa, and Mekoymai. Now, the main question here is how exactly do you find this level of Mukhshamach Maskufa? Let me first, to understand the story, the Gemara speaks out very clearly, Adat Kufa of Dalit. The Gemara says to make something Mukhtim Machmas Kufay has to be something that's not a Kli. Once it's a Kli, then you have the Klolam Kli Shemach Lisser, Sarin Kis, Kli Heter. But the Yisrael of Mukhtim Machmas Kufay, the case of Tzuris Vavonim, the case of Mechaber, is what the Gemara says when it has the level of not being a Kli, then it will not be in any Klolam of Kalim. Then it has to get a Mukhtim Machmas Kufay. If so, what makes something a Kli? What makes something not a Kli? So first, compared to the rest of Shas, they point out you cannot do that. One, we have the Gemara and the Mishnah of Etzim from Gimel Beis discussing that says, we have this Zaysim over here with the handle to it. It says the Gemara speaks out that even though negated Tumor is Pshutei Kli Eis and therefore it's not a Shem Kli, Mashenke negated Shabbos as a Shem Kli. That means first, in one second, you compare the words Kli to Tumor, the Maisi cannot compare the two. The Gemara says negated Tumor won't be a Kli, negated to Shabbos is a Kli. Aleph. Basic point of example, a case of sand. Sandamaisin and Kultar Kul is never nifl together of a getter of a Kli, it's not Kli. Mice, if you go to the seashore, find that you can't be used on Shabbos, no one uses it. It's not a kli. Let's say you have a sandbox in the back of your house. I used to play with it. So mitzav maybe malachos and chuisho kedoyim, and there might be an inyan. You cannot do it, and therefore might be mukshar malchus iser. But the study shboi as mukshar per se, it's having no use. You designate it to be a use, and see if we give it a category of being a kli. So you see, the study of kol tar kula sand is never a kli. Yet in the gate of Shabbos, sand will be a kli. So the question is, what makes the definition of kli by Shabbos? What makes it a kli on Shabbos? A mele mukshar malchus kli point. Now, I'm going to try to grapple what exactly the getter is. I try to give my own six different definitions together. Each one is a different prat and makes it something basically. I'll try to define it. Again, six different yisoides, but each one is MS or shadow of its MS. One yisoid. Something has no shimush at all. Not on Shabbos, not during the week, has no shimush. For example, the Gemara Daflama Beis, in most cases of mace, double mouth passed away, has no use. Thing that has no use, the mice, it's not a kli. Very simple. You have a case again of sand by the seashore, dirt. Mice has no use. The gemon daf no or manala. That's the case of lacking a kli. Muksamach no school for you. A grav shuri. The case of vodum atzamois. You have shells. You crack your eggs. You have shells in your hand. Has no use. There's certain things that have no use. Not on Shabbos, not during the week. Mm-hmm. Has no use. What?
A kli that has no use at all.
Yeah, something has no use. The definition of not, no, that's not a kli anymore. It has no use, not on Shabbos, not during the week. It has a use, the phase. The phase is a heavy object. Again, first cloud, something that has no use, not on Shabbos, not during the week. That's the mice, not a case of a kli. Let's give out two examples. One mice, let's say you have a bediko. So before you use it, or after you use it, you have a short row, the person says the mice is not mukso. But after it's used, and it shells out of the question, style of tumul atara does not make a difference. What's the loch? It has no use. Zero. You throw in the garbage. What's the loch in that case? Very simple. It's muksa. Muksa mach muskufoy. The other example, the Pesach discussed, which we're examining, also the case of a lulav. A lulav etzim may be used for a muksa, for a mitzvah. But chutzmi is that etzim has no use during the week. Has no use on Shabbos. Has no use. What's that? That's muksa mach muskufoy.
I need to
yeah, we'll get to Shiva Kalim, but that's basically the side over here. Again, it has etzim no use. That's what Shiva Kalim is in Muksa Machmas Kufay. That's why it's one leads to another. So again, one definition is that it has no use. Now, building upon the story that has no use, they want to look that it has no use, it will have a use, but not in the matzav it is right now. The same idea. It has a use, but not right now. With it coming from the Sugya Machach, the Lokan Sifu Dalof, the Gmon Kufu Kimu Oman Alof. In this case, you have a Machat and Neil that was not created yet, not either whole or not the Pinyat. The Gemara says the only reason why Rav wants to tie it is nifl get of a kli, because you might change your mind, you might come to go use it. That's a derech. Otherwise, people do not use it in the matzah it is right now. The Gemara says it's not a kli. Likewise, Gemara, if it's in the matzah right now, no one uses it, it's not a kli. That means, for example, everyone understands you're making a car on the assembly line, it's not finished yet. If it's not, I got me planned to use it, but the matzah right now it's not used yet, in nifl in the category of muksamach muskufoy. So either, what's the only thing to change your mind if people will use it that way? Fine. No one changing their mind about the car to go use it when it's on the assembly line. I mean, even though it's on the way being processed to be used, but right now it's not in the matzav to be used. It's not a, either it's not used, right? It's still the same idea here. It's not in the matzav right now. For example, hula mice is not mukso. But says the Gemara that says if mice right now is not ready to be eaten, raw potatoes, flour, rice, since the matzah right now is not ready to be used, they put the chum together muksa machmas kufay. Very simple. Another example is by the get food. This past Shabbat, someone asked me he has allergies, wants to take about medicine. So another person said he has medicine in his house. He wants to know if it's muksa, because it's sugil muksa. They point out really different types of medicines we'll have to get back to, but let's say the ones that are not common to use, not like Aklamol, or let's say in the hospital where it's very common to use everything, in a place that penicillin in your house, not usually you use it, things that are not usually used, the mice say, if you're a chayla, avad ila take it. Just like if you're a chayla, you like take medicine, and that's where the law called mukso. But let's say you're not a chayla. Can you move it? Nichol get a mukso machmas kufoy, or is it headed to start kufoy mekoymoy? Come along the place, come say, but since right now there's no one around to go use it, the matzav is right now, nechel the category muksa mach maskufoy. Therefore, they cannot move it unless it's the case of tzarkuf mekarmoy.
That should be like the needle.
What?
That should be like the needle. Nothing's changing and you might use it.
So there might be a heter if first is a chaylam. But otherwise, chutz midat, it has no use really on Shabbos.
There is no hetzer
tzarek gemuras. No, I'm saying there is no hetzer tzarek gemuras. Look at Machlas Kufa, the place can say.
So what's the difference if Rabba said that he could use the piece of that? He can't use it in caramelist, but he can use it in the shus, whatever, but he could use it and it would be a different
shus. Yeah, that's fine to give it a category of kli. Here we're saying it's not a kli.
So you have
like a Machlas Kufa, I want to say it's common. So what Machlas not Mukhtar, but Oedim Akhoyla comes also not Mukhtar. He has the right to go move it. So what's a hospital is not Mukhtar, so what's a hospital of pens is not Mukhtar, so for Shabbos. You know why? Because they use it all the time. So again, well, these things are bet on Mukhtar in a place that people use it. Maybe it's not Mukhtar. That's an interesting question.
I couldn't use it now, but if I could use it.
Now, there is a question how far do you take the Yisoy, this idea that in the Matavis right now, people are not going to go use it. For example, what about screws on Shabbos? What about nails on Shabbos? It's made to attach to objects. Is that klishim matlis? So muksa machmas kufay. So most of them I see put under the category klishim matlis iser. Like I'm going to say right now, it has no use. Nothing to do with it. It has to be part of a kli. It should be like an assembly line. Could be because be'etzim, the screw is a finished product. It's just to help out a kli that's finished already. Or could be used in that matzah to help out something else. Could be it's helping out something else. Be'etzim in itself right now is a finished product. But an interesting shayla that's discussed, let's say all kli chashmal that are not connected on Shabbos. Example, let's say a fan. Not plugged in, it's not on. What is it on Shabbos? The matzah is right now cannot be used. It's not possible. You have to plug it in. Is it nichel in the category of shiva kelim? And the matzah is right now. You have to reconnect it, make it not usable, and therefore it's muksa machlas gufay. But no, better the klishu matzah is there, and the only concern is it's just tamshes to put it on. Right, same question. Same thing. Even plugged in, you have to press the button. Any chashmal machine that's not working right now, for whatever reason, how do you look upon it? Do you look right now, you can use it. In this matzav it cannot be used. Where the matzav can be used, it's called a shamshus. It just means pushing the button. So if you want to, if somebody, Yehuda, for example, be asked for this question, he says, anything that's not connected right now cannot be used. Muxamachmas kufay, nichlas suga shiva kalim. It's broken. It cannot be used. Suga shiva kalim. From Shmuel Felder in Lakewood, he's very stark about it, he has a shir about it. About anything that cannot be used right now, it's nichlas suga shiva kalim, muxamachmas kufay. Not even without that, he says. Even without that. Nothing. Even if you have a use for it. You can hang up your things under your fan. You can keep the door open without that. It's Nicholas Sugar from the side of Shiv Vekalim. It's a broken place. Shiv Vekalim
is a use for it. It's not.
Has no use. You can use it on Shabbos. No, right now it's broken. It's a Shiv Vekalim that has no use. The Matzav is right now has no use. Shiv Vekalim has a use. And the Matzav is right now. It's Me'im Alachim, Me'im Alachim. But this has no use.
Why? You said you didn't
hang up that. That's not. I'm telling you, not going to get a shiva, get a shiva kli, a main malacha. What the swore is. What? A handle? No, a hammer right now. In the matzavis right now, it can be used. A fan cannot be used in the matzavis right now. You have to do something to it, you have to change it. It's not a finished, it's like a car that's not finished yet. No, here, no. It's here, put it on, then I use it. That's step your point. We'll give the other case, same idea. Maisa, this is a chiddush. I see most from one time, know that anything that is better finished product, except you put it on, you definitely get a shimush. It is a kli, which is not usable, you have to do an issa to it. Therefore, the being of a moisho, shlom zalman, and a vosa, shmir shabbat, a fan or anything that's not connected, nothing to get a klisha matlis or. But doing with that, they said again, the Yisrael Kor is true, but they didn't get to discuss other cases that everyone agrees it's not a finished product right now, but how exactly do you look upon it? For example, we discuss a blank piece of paper. Blank piece of paper, Meshavua says, it's nichol geda of sarkis. Moshe says, Tiela, that's gonna some throw it out, farm is man's dead, maybe it's not sarkis. Come along on the other affair discuss. Why is it called kiss? Or even is it kiss? There's another baya. Muktamach maskufay. A piece of paper, its finished product is what? It's not a blank piece of paper. It's to write upon it, and now you can read from it. It's bad. You might use it. So, those are one title. The question is always, again, the same question. Things that are in a matzav that right now, people are, the derech is, well, everyone understands it's not a finished product yet. Is that nichol that he's not making it clear yet? It's not a finished object yet. Therefore, the Ramosha, the Esther, Ramosha is nichol geder, not being a clear yet. It's not a clear. Not a clear. Now the others want to know that it is klish mak iser, but why? Because my says a shimush over here, like you're saying. So of we sell in the store. People do buy the way how it is right now, and writing upon nichol again of shimush, not a fit, not nothing in the category, not a gemara of a product yet. I mean, how, question: how do you look at paper? Is it finished? Now I'm cool using it. Well, it's not finished yet.
Like a nail on a screw.
Similar question, except there I don't see really machlokes, so I don't want to say the same thing. Now, take a third level in the gerita paper. I see those one time in klishu makla heter. Shlomo Zalman or Shabbos brings it down the way. If Yashiv says kli heter, if the Oymik says kli heter, it could be fakir, like you're saying, it's a piece of paper over here. And the fact that zimna nimla chalayu, people might change their mind and make it into a bookmark over here. Therefore, nichol get of a kli heter. Va'oid, if you learn the sugya of the gerita muksa, to make something muksa, do as model as model amosihi. We learn that if you make something, you have two options: make it to iser or to heter. If you're not use it yet, it's not a clear iser. The paper that you bought, since you're not using it, to write upon. Iker is not when it has two options to it. As model amoso. That's only once you use it to go after the iker. I see I'm making a clear iser, but here I didn't use it yet. I can use it as a bookmark. So I see they bring that from the Ashram Shlomo Zalman. They won't call it. So you have to over here by case of paper. That means by paper, some call it kli heter. Why? Because it's made to write upon. Some call it kli heter. You know why? Because they can use it as bookmark. It's malam also. See, those are one title. It's muksa machmas kufoy. And those will say chsar and kiss. The full option in the case of a paper is. Doing me to this. What about the case of a toilet paper in your bathroom? To use it, what's the derech to use it? You rip it during the week. On Shabbos, might you want to go use it. The question is, muksa, without ripping it, you want to take it and use it? Is it a finished product and therefore klish shemach iser, so a group of mekomi will not be a problem? No, the way you finish it is by ripping it. And when they sold it, they did not sell it to you when it's finished yet. And now when you're ripping it, you're finishing it. And therefore it's muksa machmas kufoy. The gedus to go of kavod abrius won't make much enough kamino, because anyway, you're allowed to metal to muksa mitzad kavod abrius. The question is not for mokum kavod abrius, they have a right to go use it. So a group of mekomi. Again, one of the questions sounds like they're discussing. Is how do you look at something when it's being sold to the matzav is right now? Is that a finished product called a use? Well, it's not finished yet, and when you're ripping it, makes the use, and therefore nichol category muksa machmas kufoy. Among the swarm, they're being down that the Yashiv and Shalom Yudin want time is muksa machmas kufoy. It's not finished yet. You have to rip it. If you use it on Shabbos, you won't have to start from a koimoy. Atzal Hasheni, Chodshani, Chaim Kinevsky, and others want time is offer Shabbos. No, that's called shimush. It's a final product right now, and therefore, a person can use the matter right now. Mokum kavod abrius. Therefore, nichol the category of klishu machlisar. Looks like good from a koimoi. Kainza. This goes also. Let's say a silver foil that's not ripped yet. How exactly you look upon it? Is it muksa machlis kufoy? Klishu machlisar. The here, ma'aser see most form, my old form, put on the muksa machlis kufoy. Could be because no one uses it without ripping it. Mashing toilet paper. People do use it all the time without ripping it. You also get involved with the shayla that has one alam also, and you want to use the matzvahs right now, just like in the swara zimna nimla chalayu, by the case of a machad, here also. So again, these are Shigal's asked questions, how to apply the site of something that's not a finished product, how do you apply it when things, again, either by toilet paper, by silver foil, by case of the paper, even by a pen, what's a pen? Imagine the ink inside a pen, you buy ink, the price can say muksa machmas kufoy. Why? Because imagine the case is, what is ink made to go to? To write on a piece of paper. So what, if so, the ink right now is not a finished product yet. If so, a pen was saying the klishu machmas iser. Those one time, for example, Berkus wants to say a pen is muksa machmas kufoy. Muksa machmas kufoy. In Maisim, all swam seem to not go that way. So one time, we don't look just at the ink. The ink is not a finished product until you write upon a piece of paper. Or you can involve another reason why ink is muksa machmas kufoy. Because that no shel kiloi. But one time, look at the pen with the thing around it. You don't buy just, it's not just the container is a basis. Holding the ink. It's all one zero, one chafetz over here. Therefore, they call it klishu machlis iser. But the ma'aser, we have one yisoid over here, which again, the yisoid is Emma's question how to apply the yisoid, is that we have again the idea of a muksa machmas kufoy is something that is either not usable on Shabbos during the week, or in the matzav is right now, also not usable. Again, the question how far do you to take it, toilet paper, and to tissues, not tissue, and to silver, and to silver foil, kudom, the things are not ripped yet, and you have to go rip it. That's the question, how far I take yisoid, with, again, the other reason to machalik. A second yisoid, a muksa machmas kufoy. It has use on Shabbos during the week, but the use is not the thing itself. The main case of discussion is the case of money. Money, we see clearly brought down by the Paiskim, Mishmur says, Akdoma, and Sekhon Yu Gimel, the money is muksa machmas kufoy. question of Maisa, why? It has the use, we use it all the time. It's very choshev, or machshevet. So why is it Muxtah Machmas Kufay? Well, if you want, it's Marie Brunia, one of the Rishonim, it's Adech Nami, it's Muxtah Machmas Isser. Why is Mimsa Chetzcha? But it's in the Dichal category, Klisha Machmas Isser. So why is the Rambam, and the place can follow the Rambam, call you Muxtah Machmas Kufay? So the way that Achonim explain it, Chutshani, Shalmir, Innocent, they want Taino, money in and of itself has no use. It's a barter system used to go buy things. But in itself, if you would trust a person and he had good memory, you wouldn't need money. Money has no use. You're not doing anything with money. If you would trust a person and he had a good memory, you wouldn't need money. Except either you don't trust him or you don't have good memory. One or the other. Otherwise, what is money for? Money in and of itself is meaningless. If that's what you take with you in life, money in and of itself is meaningless. You're being on my computer one time. Yeah, what?
No, I was electronic. It's not.
No one uses money? Wow.
No, it's
can I have whatever's in your pocket? You don't need any more.
I don't have
to do anything. Fine, the mice is the side, okay, you're saying, you see this inside. The side over here is that since, it, even though it is usable, but in itself it has no use per se, this was not in the category of most of the school fight. So it depends. Certain bills might be a certain kiss, certain bills aren't. People walk around it all the time. We'll have that for
you. Why is it barter? Is that we use it for barter in the game or something?
That's the side we see from Rishonim against, seems to be a Machlok Rishonim. But the side we see that something in and of itself is meaningless, that's not a kli. It's a chesaron in the name kli. A kli has to have use in the Guf HaDover. It's in not the Guf HaDover, it's not a battle, it's not something that in itself is usable like a Machlok. Therefore, it's not necessarily categorically.
Barter
means it's to show you what? It's signed for something else. In and of itself is nothing. Well, fine, the fact that you use a rocket bookmark doesn't make it into a kli. It's a finished product to have no use in itself. That's why it's different than all other kelim. All other kelim we have, a table, a chair, a pen, everything has a use. We're using it. Money has no use. Money, if you have nothing to go buy, is meaningless. What is money? If nothing, even if it's a cover, you have to do something with it. Itself has no use. That's the study we see, a second you study in making Muxtah Machmas Kufay. Using the bathroom, money in the bathroom? To count your money in the bathroom?
No.
No one's using it. Zimnam Mimlachla, you might change your mind. No one changes their mind on a $5 bill to go wipe themselves with it.
It won't be worth anything, then they will.
No, but has no. That's not Zimnam, it might change your mind. What? No one zim, maybe, what? Fine. A third yesod is something can have a shtamshus, has a shtamshus in the Guf HaDover. But the Lashon HaChorim, they call it a shtamshus adei kiloi, as a one-time use. The Marmokan they're coming from is the Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, brought down with a place came on the page, the word bekas. Bekas, which we're moving down, is a chip of wood. A chip of wood, the Gemara says, in the Geirat Yontif, it might not be Moksh, Machloikis, maybe after Shabbos, but it has a use. To go burn. On Shabbos, the Maaser, it has no use. Why? You can't burn things. The Gemara says it's Muksa because it's not a shame kli. Not a shame kli. But the question is why? It has use. You can go burn it during the week. And you use the Guf HaDover. You're making a fire, heat coming out of it. So come along from the Zalman, others explain the Yisori. There's something that is Ikar and Na is through Kilyoin. Kilyoin means through destruction. And you do not use it over and over and over again. It's a one time use. It's not of a shame kli. A kli in general, a table, used over and over. A chair is over and over. Something that its use is a one-time thing, is not of a shame kli. Again, you can use it, and use it all the time, but since its use is a one-time thing, lost the shame kli over here. Therefore, they discuss different cases. They get to ink, they get to detergent, they get to any cosmetics, kerosene, kudaimo. A piece of history, it sounds like all these things that are one-time use should not be in this one category of kli shel machmas iser, and therefore to move them on Shabbos will not be better, but sorry, kufim and kaimai. However, the question is, that we saw already in Mishabu and Tzivkon Lamedalit, bring down the case of Ner Shel Shaiva, Ner Shel Cholo, Chelev, bring down the Mag Avram, discussing the case of a candle, and the candle has a category of kli shel machmas iser. Kli shel machmas iser. That's the Mishabu Paschal, similarly in the Sharetzin, in Reish Ayites. Magavon passed in his way, and even the Yavis to bring down is Derech Agav, not seem to be Choshev the Yavis. So come along, we see the loch of the nerve is the kli. So the main question that Achorim have to grapple with, what is the chil between the case of a nerve, the case of bekas? Bekas is a one-time use. The Gemara says not a kli. We all bring down, we'll first bring down, it's not a kli. A nerve is a one-time use. You cannot use a wax over and over. Hashtis, it burns, it's gone. And therefore, it's a one-time use, and yet the person calling it kli. We got a problem here. What's the story though? The chil between the case of nerve versus the case of bekas? So there are three different ways of answering it. More. Take different. One mahalach is coming on the Chodshani. It says the ik yisoid is vikas. Any hana, the stamsha, the kilui is not definitely getter of a kli. However, ner is different. Why is ner different? He wants time to negate to a case of, let's say, soap. What did he come to go use? He come to use the filament on top to go wash your hands. The use is al de kilui. Mashenkin, he says the way a person that siyachas taner, when you put a candle up, person sees the nerve and burns a little bit, but he keeps saying, I'm using the nerve. So in Eina B'nai Odom, they're looking at it as if it has it used over and over and over. Selva might be used 100 times. Everyone just knows, you keep using the top level, top level, top level, and the ik the top level, except that he's sold together as one thing he's tied in. Mashing in a nerve, especially a lot of nerves, has a suit, it looks nice, and one time he's tied over there is, I'm using the whole thing. The flame at the top is burning, I'm using the whole candle. The whole candle's there. If so, I'm using it over and over and over. And there's different, that somehow the Olam seem to misyach to as a kli that I do use over and over.
Yeah.
It's a chiddush. The cast is a one-time thing. You burn it, that's it.
Burn it, and it burns and burns and burns.
It burns, but then you have to use it over again. In the candle, you light it, it goes out. Especially those things. We light for Shabbos, that's it. That candle lit all the time during the week, and whenever they went to sleep, they put it out. They just let it burn. So it was used over and over and over. What? For sure will not be this candle. About 100%. Feed this idea over here. Well, good. Depends on the answer, right? Exactly. Depends how you answer this. Will come out, not Kamina, all these different cases. We'll get to the swarm in each case. Mavucha. I mean, the case that I mentioned, it really depends how you answer this question. Another way how to answer this question, once say a ner is different over here. Whoever to web and say Mavucha Mukhti, what kind of dafka ner? Because what are you using? You're losing the flame. The ik is a flame. Agav, there's a kilo in the gate to the wax over here. So the flame is the ikka shimush. It's not a shimush of the soap per se, the detergent per se. The shimush is a flame. The flame, might say, is not the idea of burning something over here. That's something at the top of the candle. That's how he says it over. Come out, and he'll have none of that. Only ner and nothing else will be that way. Because he wants to tighten up. That's not the heat coming out from the wood itself. That's he wants to say it over. That's the case of a nerve. Well, others want to tie that subject to kasher and Moshe. The Moshe seems to say chanami. The nerve might say it's muktzamach l'skufay. The Moshe said last time, pleaded his marshal in the shlo. The Gemara we pointed out the shlo. The chanami tie subject to kasher and chanami nerve is muktzamach l'skufay. But there's one way of saying over nerve is different for its reason. Others say mamash fakert, so the erchos Shabbos fakert. Really, the loch is anything that you make, anything you develop, anything that go to the company and make something over here. Any anoch shuvah be'etim isically. But cast is different. Because what happens? It's a piece of wood and no one develops it. No shivas over here. No act going on over here. We go to the forest, take a piece of wood, might chop it into small pieces. But there's no, as words are, a chon of chashuva. There's no company making anything over here. No shivas going on in the object that you made over here. He said that's the reason why it's not nichel get of a kli. But what if the company is making something, about it something, is a shivas over here. Or a third way of saying it over, Megillah Sefer, you want to say, then there has a two of a kli over here. Mash Engin Bekas, no one has seen any two over here of a case of a kli. So different ways of answering the question, which obviously will lead to a big problem, how to apply it practically a local mitzvah. What's the ikim halak over here? The first, the yisoid shemayim comes out, is first, the yisoid itself, the yisoid like it, I'm not only the kili, what's a local mitzvah. So again, Chaim Noah, when he brings it down, discusses the case of ink, it says the mitzvah, it's muksa, it's muksa machmas kufay. Moshe says that avada is muksa, he says any soap, mice is muksa machmas kufay. We actually the case of kerosene. They are Shabbos in the case of detergent. He passed in this yisoid over here. Atara sheni the Akhi Yosef said, no, the yisoid is on MS. I know the kilo mice is the kli. The cast is different. I mean, question, what's different? The narrative, what's given over here? What's the problem? What are we answering? You want to say, if I care, the cast is different. Everything else, the mice is not muksa. The simple one, where it brings it down, he's always a makel be'ikr, and he always has our go there. Vicky says, the ikra lokh should be mice, that's a kli. A company made it, everything is beseder, except the case of a cast. And every time the Simcha Bottom, that's the art scroll, he always writes, not in the footnote, he always writes Aloch on top, and then he always has a go in between the his footnote and the Aloch on top. He always writes, however, you know, those are Machmer. That means, and he went, Shlomo Zalman says, Ikedin is Mutter, he said, Toy Lahakmer, Shmei Shabbat says, also Toy Lahakmer. So come along, what's the Aloch in this case, in Nosho Kilo, what's the Iker? Why are we Paskin is because different, or Ner different? Shalom Mangaswar. Some say it's always Mukhtar Machmer Skufay. Some say it's not, and some say it's Tayyulahakmer. Now again, in these cases, Gestapi Mechalik, and what Teres you're going with, I'll come along. Again, if you look at the two main English books, if you follow either Rabban or Simcha Bonn, the Mamish have two options. The Simcha Rabban come along with Paskin, Mukhtar Machmer Skufay, and come out all these cases. Simcha Bonn Paskin, Ikra Din, all the Maisa are Klishu Machmer Isser. The question is, you want to clean up your cosmetics and Shabbos that's on the counter in the bathroom. So if it's Sarkub Mekarnei, which usually to be clean on Shabbos, then in Lavdak you usually have the Heter. To be clean, who says, Nechla get a Sarkub Mekarnei. So Maisa, if you realize, Alokla Maisa, what do you do in these cases? Usually you have numerous, you can start saying Mukhtar Rabbanon, Sarkub Rabbanon Kulon. If you realize the Maisa, it's not that simple. You have three or four reasons to watch your Machmer, a Svek Shekel of Humros. Number one, what?
Can't wash your hands.
That about it can. Bar soap? No.
No.
Bar soap. No, no. So if it has a use, that like Bekas on Yontif, it's not a Kli, but has use, not Mukhtar. Which doesn't mean it has no use on Shabbos. Things that have a use and not a Kli, who cares? Oichel's not as. Discussing things that have no use on Shabbos. Bar soap. Bar soap. We pass it on time. No, bar soap is
Mukhtar.
No, Kile, when it has the use, is not a Kli, it's not Kli Shemach to Isser. Question Kli Shemach to Isser versus Mukhtar Machmas Kuvay. It has you, getting most cases of Bekas. Most says, no, it's not a Kli. Yet in Yotif, unless you had a Gzeirot to Shabbos, it's not Mukhtar. You can go use it. The Gemara says, if it has a use, it's not Mukhtar. So that means if it has no use, in that case, Mukhtar Machmas Kuvay. Now, we usually have, again, three or four reasons. Svek Svek to be Machmas. Number one, mentioned last time, the reason why we want to be Mekel over here is why? Because Shabbos is Ner versus Bekas. Maisa Ner itself, we brought down the Numas Pashkin want to be Machmer. The Yavit himself wants to be Machmer. Kivegi wants to be Machmer. Menorah Torah wants to be Machmer in the case of Ner. The Moshe has to be Machmer. So first of all, the whole Marmoti Mekel is Ner. Not that simple. We pass Ner as a Klish Machmer Isser. Those who disagree, Aleph. Second, the Yisrael the Shtamshin like Kiloi is also Machlaikis. The second reason why Ti Machmer. Third, wait times is the Kli, the object that we're discussing here has no Shtamshin of Heter. Where exactly are you going to put the detergent, or in case of your cosmetics, under the category of having Shtamshin of Heter? So usually you're starting with three Machlaikis of Paiskim, the Paiskim of being Machmer. So you can tell me to have one in the books of here. Usually you have three problems, and sometimes also have a fourth problem, that you want to move with Tzarek Kufa Mekomek, we discussed, Tzarek Kufa Mekomek is not nice to be here, it's not covered, it's not nice in the bathroom, when move these things around, Lavdak in this little category of Tzarek Kufa Mekomek. So most times you have three or four problems, while the core in this case, Avada, like even the Swam who are Mekel, end up with Simcha Bon, however, those who are Machmer and Tzarek Lachmer. From Azam himself says, Shmir Shabbos himself says, Tzarek Kufa Mekomek in these cases over here. So again, it comes out, just anything that you use one time, the person might say, whether it's nail polish or all these different cases they discussed, the toothpaste, these things might say should be this halacha, they have to be machmer upon at least the call of focus, the chathilo. So again, went through three studies. Number one, first of all, as something has no shimush at all, Shabbos Yontim, or the matzivim right now, that's mukhtar machmer skufay. A second study that has the shimush, but not in the guf, like money, is mukhtar machmer skufay. A third thing, it has a shimush in the guf, but only one time use, the la polish can be machmer, call mukhtar machmer skufay. Now just to mention three other Yisraelis as quickly, we saw some of them already. One of the fourth Yisrael is a Klish Isser that has no Shimush of Heter. A shall among the Paiskim. Do we look at it to have use on Shabbos? Or have to use in general? I mentioned it last time, Machalik is a Paiskim. They're, according to numerous writers, watching Michael, but they want time definitely to get a Mukhtar Machmer Skufay. Because even though it has use, but not use on Shabbos, need the Yisrael in Shabbos. If not, Nichol category, a Mukhtar Machmer Skufay. A fifth side is what we learned at the beginning of this man, is a case of Dalsa da Karko. Dalsa da Karko, that comes off from the Karko, and the loch is, it's Mukhtar Shabbos, and Mukhtar Machmer Skufay. The Bialoch and Sefiu discuss it two separate reasons. Either Mitzad, it's not Mukhtar V'tiltul, or Mitzad, the Svar, it's not a Kli. And again, we see the categories Nichol under Mukhtar Machmer Skufay. Because even though it had a use, right now it has no use, I can't be planning to connect it tomorrow, But since it's not Muchum for total, anything that's not Muchum for total, that's a Mishmur of Ikka Paskin, Maximachalikis Rashi with the Rambam. Gam Lachanish disagrees, but we need to say Muchum for total. If it's not Muchum for total, again, it's Oit Kli, and again, not the reason why, it'd be Moksamach Maskufai. A sixth insight we mentioned, which I have to get back to, is the study of that something is Ikli has the use, but Kveya Mokum, you put it in a set place, put a picture on the wall, you don't plan to move it. According to Chadnish, he says anything Kveya Mokum lost its shame Kli. And Muksamach Maskufar. Moshe says, Maisha, you made up a brand new Muksa, it's not so, we don't pass like this. We have Mavucha among the Achrainim. But again, the question is, when a Kaveh Mokum, does it lose the shame clear not? Hanis and those want to follow him say Maisha, and others want to disagree. These are the six definitions, you say this, and how to apply the Indian Muksamach Maskufar. In this sigil over here, the Machab is discussing the idea of Shiva Kalim. If something broke on Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos, after breaks and has no use, it's Nichalin, Muksamach Maskufai. If it has use, then we have the Sigurd discussing Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachomim, who's Me'im Malachon of Yehuda, or Me'im Malachon of the Chachomim, then it will not be a case that's Muksa. If it not Chazi, it has no use, that's like a volume service, Muksamach Maskufai. Come on the Machaber, from the Shainim, the discusses from the Gemara, that you throw something that has a use to the garbage. It really depends when you throw it to the garbage. Throw it to the garbage and Erev Shabbos is Shiva Kli. Halacha is, will be the case that is Muksa. Hashengi, throw it on Shabbos, it won't be a case that's Muksa. In this case, Dach went to Shiva Kli. Hashengi, in the case, went to Kli Shalom, an object that's fully used. Halacha is, even if you throw it to the garbage Erev Shabbos, Halacha is, it will not be Muksa. First, what comes out? That means to be clear, we have a different case over here. We have a Kli Shalom, we have Shiva Kalim over here in Siv Zayin. By the case of a Kli Shalom, the loch is that it is not Muksa. Pasha, you have Kli Shalom, the mice is not Muksa. Whether he threw it to the garbage, Erev Shabbos, and why is not Muksa on Erev Shabbos? Says the Bialocha, the Mishbu is Botley Daita Eitzik Kolodim. That's them explain that Tram Tasis, and the Ritz of the Sugya says that's the Israel as Botley Daita Eitzik Kolodim. Let's get to a Kli Shalom. If you threw it out on Shabbos, you not even need to start about the Dakar. Some Maisa is not Muksa. So Kli Shalom, the Maisa is not Muksa. Whether you throw it out, don't throw it out, whether it's on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Does not make a difference. We'll have to get to that. That's the first, the Yisaitis Lalocha, is a Kli Shalom. In this case, it's Shiva Kalim. Now, the gate to Shiva Kalim, what's the Yisaitis what comes out? First, if it's not Roy to Malocha, the Malocha is whether Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, Maisa is Muksa. To make it Eis Muksa, we really need a couple of kolam over here. That really depends if it broke Erev Shabbos or you broke on Shabbos. If a Shiva Kli broke on Erev Shabbos, number one, has to be roi to Malacha like a chomim. Number two, it has to be something you did not throw to the garbage. Throw to the garbage, the mice is Muksa. And number three, it needs a very important story, it's not the derech to throw it to the garbage. I mean, let's say you did not throw it yet, but the derech is throw it. Mice is still is Muksa. That you say is a very important story, where is it coming from? Coming from two sugyas, one from the Sif Shidal, the case of a machat, one from the Sif Tezvav, the sugya of a sandal. By the case of the machat, we have a case where the machat was not made yet, the needle, did not make either the point or the hole yet. Since Zimnan Nimla Chalayu is Nichla Gedek Lisha Machat Isser. Let's say the machat, the needle was made, and the pointing part broke off, or the hole broke off. What's the locha? The locha is might be passed like Rav, but it's Muksa. Dr. Mogar Rav, why is it Muksa? It's Roy Me'im Malacha. You can go take a kites out of the end. Malacha, you'll take out a kites. It's not the great Shiva Dam. So, why in the world the Machat that the hole broke off is it Nichnul and Shiva Kele Muksamach Maskufai? It has use Me'im Malacha. Same kasha is by case of a sandal. Depends if you've broken the inside or the outside. If you've broken the inside, not Busha, therefore it's a Kli. You've broken the outside, Maisa has no use, therefore it's Nichnul again and Muksamach Maskufai. Back to Magavram. I said, why? It has Me'im Malacha. It can be used over here. You choose not to. You didn't throw it out yet. What's the problem over here? It says in Magavram, and the Bush Yisrael explains by sandal, the Mishmur brings down twice, side in the case of Machat, side by sandal. A very important insight. Something that is a derech to throw out. Hagami did not throw it out yet. It has no use in the matzah it is right now. It's also Moksamach Maskufai. That means again, you had this clear way that broken Shabbos, you pass him Me'im Malacha. But Me'im Malacha, that you will do Me'im Malacha, you'll keep it around. That means this Shiva Kalim, the Gemara says, you have this vase that breaks, you use it for a bottle cap, or whatever you use it for, It means that that's you do. You save it. People use it for bottle caps. You store it, Yates, what would you do with it? In those days, you save it and use it as a bottle cap. But let's say the derech in those days was to throw it out. A gami did not throw it out yet. It's muksa machmas kufoy. That means a shivik kli that if the derech to use and you throw it out, halacha is muksa machmas kufoy. Derech is not used, a gami did not throw it out, still muksa machmas kufoy. There comes along that Erev Shabbos you need three klalim. Number one, it's roi to malacha. Number two, you did not throw it out. The gamut story to Malacha still is muksa. Did not throw it out. And number three, you did not throw it out. And you, the derech is not to throw it out. And that's an Erev Shabbos to broke on Erev Shabbos. The broke on Shabbos only is two of the column. It needs that's roi from Malacha. And also, the Indian is that the derech not throw it out. In case of a machat, is even a broke on Shabbos. A sandal, even a broken on Shabbos. That means it has to be, that means if you threw it out for parallel of its roi to Malacha, Loch is the mice is not muksa on Shabbos. That means the gate throwing it out is a chiluk on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. The idea of the derech to throw it out is no chiluk. The derech to throw it out whether on Shabbos or Shabbos is back to the category of muksa machmas kufa. It's a rock. Has no use for etzim per se. That's first the halacha. The svaras behind it is let's take first something that you have a kli over here that you throw out on Erev Shabbos. That's Shiva Kalim. Myself, by Shiva Kli, throughout Erev Shabbos, why is it muksa for? Why is it muksa? I can take it out. Why is it muksa? That means you throw out a Shiva Kli on Shabbos, not muksa. You throw it out Erev Shabbos, your paskin is muksa. What is the swat mechalik? So the way that the Oyam says over in the Hakira, is you signed over here that you threw it out Erev Shabbos is a wonderful Kli. It's Royal Malacha. Except you max the das from it. And you can max the das from Kalim. Like some kids can max the das from it. What he said when you throw it out? No, you mabatul the shame kli from it. It's always kli over here. What's he said over here? So I point out, the one thing machlok yishainim, achoinim, the word the whole talks the mechaber is mizorkul ashm ma'od yoyim osla tatloi kivu shabala miyas oy kli. When you threw it out, nothing said it is a kli and mak the das. You mabatul it being a kli. I could say pshan the mechaber that what it means is once you mak the das, lost the shame kli over here. Again, time. But the side over here is when he threw it out Erev Shabbos, it lost the shame kli. That's the side why he smokes on Erev Shabbos. If so, if he threw it out on Shabbos, so that's why he comes on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Mais by kli gomer, if he threw it out Erev Shabbos, what's the halacha? Not muksa. Be halacha teisvus mishtabura. Why is that so? And mais he lost the shame kli. So again, the sore is speaks out the mishtabura. It's bala daidei. It's called him. It did not lose the shame kli. Not so. Physically. That means the chiluk in a kli shom versus shivei kelim. When he threw it out in our Shabbos, the chiluk is it batle daitoi? Is lost the shame kli or not? By shivei kelim lost the shame kli. By shaking the kli shom, the ma'aseh did not lose the shame kli. They do ask obvious question. You look sorry and kiss. The locker to go after the bal achepitz. Over here, we're going after the matzis of the kli, not the bal achepitz. What's the chiluk in sorry and kiss? Amukz machmas skufay. So they say over. Chaim says over. That the chiluk whether it's the silver akpada goes after bala chayfitz. If you want to lose the chshivus of the kli, well, it's the gabbis. Don't lose the chshivus of the kli. So I'll say it's a kli. You cannot mabatul shame kli when it is a kli. The messias is a kli and everyone looks at being a kli. So if it's mitzal akpada, you make that akpada. Mitzal chshivus, bet him it's a kli over here. So again, it comes along that again we have a locha. You throw something out. If the case is an erev Shabbos, but shivikayim ma'ases muksa. And just the klom which says throw it out means lav dafki thrown into the garbage. Place can say, Melach says, even thrown out to the street. I mean, Lav Davka you have to put into a garbage can, even to the street. Boy, the Achronim point out, Lav Davka means into the one outside your house. You have a garbage can inside your house, it's the same way back to Lofa. Once you throw it into the garbage can, whether it's in the street or in your house, has the same cloud. They do discuss this, eating and throwing it out. What happens if you take food and throw it out? We know Oichel Kis, Vekoy, just not Nichol get a Mukso. Let's say you take food and throw it out and put it into the garbage. Is that Lost Shem Kli never was a Kli? Is now ready to be taken out, it can't be eaten, people can't eat it. There was not muksa, and the main question will really lead to come to different cases, what are our garbage bags? It has things inside. We have food inside, and we have kalim, and we have things that also and we have diapers. Maisa, if the gate is sugya boxes, you go always after what's more chashiv. If food is really not muksa, come along, all our garbages are really a bustle is the heter, and they won't be muksa on Shabbos. The Bimah Bukh among the Paiskim, our garbage is for different reasons. Those one Taina are not Muksa at all. Those one Taina forget, Bamish is Muksa. And they're coming from different avenues. One avenue is food that you throw out. What is it? Go to Camp Taradash, Shemati, the world Paiskim there of Zed Smith, move all the garbage around, collect them on Shabbos, no problem. The garbage bags of Bamish, he has different reasons. What's Muksa inside? Food's not Muksa. Half how many plates, not Muksa. What's Muksa? But to get to the story, is that so or not? Other time what it means, all Muksa. First, they get to the case of place. Oh, they get to food. First, food they throw into the garbage. Is it might be muksa? So, in a case where food is not really to be eaten anymore, it's moist, things are all over each other. Yeshiva, see tons of food inside, no one's taking out to go eat it. Isn't it muksa now? Coming from the Zalman, it says the mice, since no one's taking it out, it's nothing like, just like we see that food is not really to be eaten because it's not cooked yet. Muksa makma skufay, raw flour, rice. Food in food that people are not taking out of the garbage. Also, it has a category of being Muksa Matla Skufay. They're discussing on even Erev Shabbos, he thought out, but also on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Well, change. I don't think it'll make a difference. Should make a difference. Should be clear that Maisa has no use, Maisa is Muksas. But definitely it won't make a difference. I tell the Sheni, the Shemir Shabbos. He says, he says, Maisa is oichel. When Maisa has use, people can use it, and therefore, what time is not muksa? Koshani wants to go this way, some Kabbalah wants to go this way. But there was a mavuch among the achrayim. How exactly you look at food that's not really to be eaten? What category do you put on there? Muksa makhus kubari? What's oichel? Oichel Maisa not muksa. Again, it'll come out one basic nafkamino is a garbage bag that has food inside.
Maybe it's not a garbage bag. It's not a garbage bag. The moment you put it in, it's not food.
No. I said in a case where it's mias, if it's not mias, can be eaten, everyone agrees it's not muksa. The whole shot is only when you put in those garbage bags that cannot be eaten anymore. I see it can be eaten. We choose not to, no one's eating it. From Zam says no one's taking it out, I'll say so what? In fact we're not, it's all cool. But Metzias says it can be eaten. Tell me it gets spoiled and rotten after a couple of days in a Khanami. That's Mamash Iraq. A case right now can be eaten. But we don't joke, we live barafless, we have no need for it. But it's food. Food's not muksa. Oichel kisakar is not muksa. I look at something that we're not taking out. Isn't nichol kal like kain shirakei the muksa makhlas kuvah? You know, maisa oichel is oichel. Again, and master nachminah. How do you look at our garbage bags and Shabbos?
We could have burned them
pit. Sorry.
The garbage could
have burned them pit. But again, if it's isser and heter, we go at what's mochashiv the oichel mochashiv. So I don't care what this bones and pits inside. Now there is one lumshah thing over here. They do discuss. Mishmua says the halacha b'gzalim kiveega discusses. Let's say you found it was Erev Shabbos. The halacha is can be muksa b'shiva kelim. On Shabbos the mice won't be muksa. What happens? You're not sure. You threw it out on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos shivikli. What's the halacha in that case? So kiveega gets involved with. You say you go after. You said of chazaka. The chazaka broke on Shabbos. Would you say by dov yishit my tirim? Do not say the case of chazaka. Or you get involved mitzad the sugya of roim. Is it roim is he sold in the country or roim akoyim? So you get involved with Shishmatim, with Chazaka and Roiv. Just to bring out the point, Achren bring out this Bialokim Kiveger, that we know, or a lot of people know, the story that Dovah Shishmatim is a famous Tlak Shito, a Noidi Behuda that says that something, the Shaykh, to be used numerous times, does not have the Klal of Dovah Shishmatim. That means when the Gemara discussed Dovah Shishmatim as a basis of Shnol B'Yontif, it can be eaten only one time. Question on Yontif. Well, the next day, it will be Machmer. You can only use it one time. Masha Enkein, things that can be used over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So those cases are Lechora, not Nichol in the Klal Doshish Matim, because the whole reason why Rashi says to Machmer is why Eidah Pe'isr, Eidah Pe'heter. If I want to use it now and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, I'm losing out my Stamshus. If that's so, they point out this Bialachim Kiveger seems to be saying that the Klal Doshish Matim applies to Muksa of using the Kli over and over again. Why? The Chor Dovah Shishlam HaTirim should not apply in this case. And therefore, Rav Bosner, or Sfasemis, the Sugyo, they discuss this question of Bosner on the Bialach and said the Chor, according to the Slach, the whole question should not start. Should we not have the Chor Dovah Shishlam HaTirim? And they point out the Steers of Mishtabura, the Steers of Kiva Eger, how to apply this Klal and negate Dovah Shishlam HaTirim. And when you learn the Sugyo Dovah Shishlam HaTirim, you have to remember the numerous Mishtaburas, and one of them is really this Bialach we're discussing, the study to apply the Sugyo of the Slach by cases that are to be used over and over again. Now, in this Sugya Shevekelim, in the Geit of Bezman HaZeh, you have to build two more points over here. The one is Bezman HaZeh, the real mice live Barachos, And therefore, our halacha seem to apply this halacha of Kli Shalom and Shivei Kelim differently. And once you get Bizman Hazeh, we have to build upon the second level. What about disposable Kelim? First, Bizman Hazeh. Again, we have the halacha is very simple. A Kli Shalom, they throw in the garbage, mice is not mumsro. What about today, you throw out a Kli Shalom? Example, you have a shirt, you want Purim, you got wine all over it, someone threw up all over it, and you throw in the garbage Erev Shabbos. It's mice and mumsro. It's a Kli Shalom, it's a wonderful shirt, go wash it. Mice, the Kli Shalom is a mumsro. So, Agam, numerous form bring down the stimius. The loch is a Kli Shalom that you throw out the Maisa, like I said, over your bottle of Daita, eight for Kalodim, the Maisa, it's not Mokso. Papi Sfora, and the Pasha, I see also certain Sfora being down, say for a spirit being down. If we take Kli Shalom, they throw them out, because it's got worn out, you wear suits, worn out, you throw it out. That's Derechor, the Agam is a wonderful Kli Shalom, being the category of Mokso. That means they get to us, we live around, because we have so many things around, we can, the whole Yisoid of the idea of Kli Shalom, you throw out, it's not Mokso, it's work, it's bottle of Daita, it's a Kalodim. If that Yisrael does not apply, the Bialach and Mishavua will come along. That by us, the Kli Shalom, when you throw it out Erev Shabbos, could be Moksha. That's Aleph. They get the case of a Kli Shalom. Again, very simple. The reason why people did not throw it out in those days, because they saved it. Now, most people will see a shirt that has throw up on it, they'll leave it there. They won't take it out. Aleph. Second, that's the get to Kli Shalom. What about the get to Suga Shiva Kalim? Again, we said we have two Klom to be, have the head to Shiva Kalim. Sign Erev Shabbos, sign Shabbos. Number one has to relate to Malacha, and number two has to be that not the derech to throw out. Today, when things break, unless you plan to put it back together, what are you doing with it? We throw it out. We live, as I call them, in the disposable generation. We throw out society, whether for good or for bad, that's the mitzvah. We throw things out. Is there a sugya to say any more Shiva Kalim? So, Abana says the Isha Moshe, and Moshe says, ready, 30, 40 years ago, there's no such thing. The Zman is there, Shiva Kelim is out the window, there's no sugya anymore. Everything's Moksa Machmas Gufay. You know why? Because we throw everything out. We need two Klolim. Again, number one, Ma'ei Malacha, that we have Ma'ei Malacha. But we see the sugya from Machat and Sandal as being the derech is not to throw out. Anytime anything that falls off, the derech is supposed to throw it out. If so, everything that breaks when on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, the Ma'ei is Moksa. But Yom Zilber says the whole entire Locha, Nafal Kol Ahed to Bibiro. The whole sugya Shiva Kelim is Zman is there, falls Mamash away to the side. Shabbat Yehuda, Shabbat Yonason, they come along with Felden and Lakewood. He says, there's no such sugya anymore, Shiva Kalim. Why? Because again, we need as the second Yisrael for Makat and Sandal, very important Yisrael, as we the Derek is what a person to keep it. We don't do that anymore, we throw things out. Atzela Sheni, come along with Scheinberg, Shabbat Yehuda, and he quotes, Chacham Echad, with Yoma Zilbo, it says, Nafal Kalatera into the Biro. He says, not so. He knows, he's been around for a long time. He said the time from his generation to the time of the Chavetz Chaim, nothing changed. The Chavetz Chaim left it as is. Tell me the Shabbat Yehuda was written over 30 years ago. I'll tell you from the time of Scheinberg to our time, nothing changed. Nice, then they threw things out, now we throw things out. And he says nothing changed from his time to Chavetz Chaim's time. Once the time though, the idea of Shiva Kalim, with the saying the Derech to throw it out, what's Pshat to case of Machat and Sandal? You want the time to adapt to what I throw it out? Because something, the etzem is a chesaron in the Kli itself. Even they threw it out, but let's say the Kli is a wonderful thing. You can use it over and over and over. But the reason why we throw it out is because we have Rebo Kalim, we have numerous Kalim around. So why bother keeping it? We have another object. Why keep it for? Why save the button to follow up? We have other buttons. But let's say he says you were stuck and you nothing else to go do. What would you do? You use this object. You might not think about it, you never enter your mind. But after you're stuck, you use this Kli all over again. Be Mukhach. So you want to tie it off? The study of Shiva Kalim, if you're Mukhach to go use it, again, we don't use it, we throw it out. Still nickel in the head there of Shiva Kalim.
No, if you were stuck, you wouldn't use it.
What?
If you were stuck, you wouldn't use it.
That's what he's saying. I think there's a kilkel be'etzim in the shoe. It looks that nice. There's be'etzim in the sun over here.
What is
it, Shiva Kalim? What? It might be mutter as sevches, as emalachtam. That's agavimoim. Agavimoim. And therefore, Ashram and quotes Rabbi Zalman argues with him in one place in Simon, I think Zion, in Simon Lama Dalad, he comes along and quotes a Moshe about Stored Yaitis, who uses a Baal Kaf. Ashram says to Ashram, oh, why not? A Baal Kaf. And the like of Moshe. The reason why we don't use these Baal Kafs, you know why? Because Coca Pepsi gets the holy Baal Kafs. You don't need it. We have so many Baal Kafs around. That's true. So we're not going to use any Stored Yaitis for Baal Kafs. But if we had no Baal Kafs, we'd use our Stored Yaitis as Baal Kafs. Don't know how or what or where. Maisi says, that's what Chazal say, the same thing today. Nothing changed from the time of the Chofetz Chaim until now. The Chodashani was also went this way. And the Simchat Bonim says, he passed in the Sefer like Kushayimber. That means a big mavucha, do we have our sugyas Shiva Kelim this man hazeh? Is the side of Shiva Kelim that has use, our Shiva Kelim we throw it out, and therefore it's not muksa? No, the maitre, we throw it out. We maitre, we don't have it anymore. We don't keep anymore on maitre, next to muksa machmas kufay. The question basically again is, one thing, do you go after every generation? Again, if you want the Simchat Bonim, he went, no, we go after the mitzvah, it's usable, he says maitre is not muksa. The Tula Shabbos went like a Moshe. He said, no, go after every generation. That means, again, we have two English farm that call yourself Al. They go, Mamash, two opposite ways. One knocked away the whole Sugya Shiva Kelim. It's not there. Ink is there. Abanim. Simple Abanim come along and says, what do you mean? Abanim, we have the Sugya Shiva Kelim. Why can my Sugya Kelim is usable? Now, the Sugya Negev to less than 3x3, three had spoils, the three Tvachim, Negev to Oni Nosher, that other point stands out, Abanim, we are Shiva. That's Poshe. That means, that'll look Avad we're shirim, and therefore we'll have the chumras. We won't have the time of the right because of the mechaber. So avad will be machmer that we are a shirim. That's how we look upon things. Otherwise, to get to the klal of shiva kelim, the shells we look upon it, is this shiva kelim is manazeh or not? That it won't be muksa or is muksa. Now to the next level, disposable utensils. We have these chapami, silverware, plates, plastics. How exactly do you look upon it? They really have two different shalas, one lakula, one lachomro. One is, the idea of Shiva Kelim until now, you learn the sugya, is when something broke. Something got broke. You have a plate, a vase, clearly that broke. What happened that nothing broke? Just, I'm finished with using it. Nothing changed. A plate, a plastic plate, after you ate it, before you ate it, has the same exact use as washed it off. Nothing yet changed in the Gova Dover. Is that a Shiva Kli? It's not a Shiva Kli. It's a beautiful thing that I'm finished with. What is that? You come on a taina that the whole chumra of Shiva Kelim won't apply over here. It's not Shiva, it didn't break. It's not broken over here. We say, no, cycle, cycle, and it's Matthew right now. No one's using it. As a call Shiva Kelim, that's a bizarre, might be Moksa. I saw a shade in the one taina, if I can't, maybe that's why it could be better than Shiva Kelim. It could be worse Shiva Kelim. Because every time when we have a Kli, it's a good Kli. Here, all these chavamim, the betzim, are made in a shvacha maita, made to be thrown out. It's a kli grew up betzim in and of itself. One time, not chayv tefilas kelim, it's not a kli. One time used, that's a kli. That's a shvacha kli. So when you use it, it has a heter. But betzim is no chshivas over here. Its whole mechus is to be thrown out after one time. I'm shaking your shirt, your pants, your chairs, not that way. So maybe if it gets even worse than the sugya shvacha kelim, it's the whole mechus is a kli grew over here. I'm not going to get on come out by these Shiva Kelim. Again, you have a garbage on Shabbos. You have your food inside, and you have all these plates inside, and silverware inside, plastic. Is it muksa on Shabbos or not muksa? Is that even happen Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? It really comes out. You have to discuss three cases. One is what happens on Shabbos before you throw it out. That means you're eating on the table. You finish eating. You already said, Havam Havarach, Mayim Achreinim, back to bench. Fine, when you clean off the table, are these plates on the table muksa machmas kufa in the Shiva Kelim? They're going to throw it out. No one's using it all over. Nobody in the Shiva, in places, no one's using it. Muksa machmas kufa. Can't take it off the table. That's it. So, you have a hetev graf. You won't have the hetev graf, you won't be able to take it off. Is that the case over here? That means your chapami plates on, that means regular plates on Shabbos, avada can take them off. It's a kli. Go wash them off. You have a sugya of the, you have a thomas on top of it. Maybe it's a bosses. But the kli is a wonderful kli. But here, the how in the world you clean over a table on Shabbos is in itself the chapami after you finish using it before you throw it out. What's the luck in that case? A second question really is, what happens after you throw it out on Erev Shabbos? You say, Sankosov, it's a kli shami, can't take out. Their question is, what happens after you throw it out on Shabbos? I mean, you really have three different cases over here. After the Shtamshus, what's the lacha before you throw it out? And then what's the lacha after you throw it out? It's like Erev Shabbos and Shai Shabbos. The starting point is really of Shlomo Zalman, that he discusses when you have these milks, that this country has plastic inside. He says, what happens when you finish pouring out the milk? You have the plastic inside. He says, the plastic, you know what it is? Muksa. You can't take it out. Muksa machmas kufay. It's a rock. Tiltum atzad, sarf tov heter. He says, what you should really do is take it out when you have a little bit and pour it into your hand and put it in the garbage. Otherwise, it's muksa.
Can you take it from the pitcher and just take your soul in the pitcher?
Yeah, when you're still holding it once, yeah, no, the klom. It's muks machmas kufa with the klom. How do you ever move? Muks machmas kufa.
Still in your hand.
Yeah, we're still in your hand. With those klom, you have to know those klom. Building upon that, Rav Yadler, or Shabbos, wrote for Shlomo Zalman Issim. And therefore, what happens when you have these candy wrappers in the hand? What happens when you have these chapami silverware? What happens to plastic tablecloth? What happens to your toothpicks? What happens to your soda bottles? All these cases, what's the lock? Is muks machmas kufa? According to you, it should be as normal use. Shiva Kalim, that decks to throw out. Even before you throw it out, Shiva Shlomo Zalman, so deck. You're right. They're almost not with 2 points. All these things, even before it gets the garbage, once you empty that, you have a soul bottle in your hand. That's it. You put it down on your table, soul bottle, nice and most not with 2 points. Now, just to write up the cases over here. First, if you have a Chad Pami that you threw into the garbage on Erev Shabbos, that l'chol kuli alma, there can be a case of muksa machmas kufay, because every kli shalom they throw at erev Shabbos, the only reason why it's not muksa is baladai to etzik alodim. Here, everyone threw any of these chapamid that thrown on erev Shabbos, levada the muksa come out all the swam go this way, except for I see the mina for avos and not the way, which I'm not sure why. But myself, he swore shabai a kli shalom that you take a shirt and throw out erev Shabbos muksa machmas kufay if the oil leaves it in the garbage. Same thing, l'chol any chapamid thrown out erev Shabbos. The chuvah should be a case of muksa machmas kufa. For and therefore, they'll make it what into mei malacha, mei malachta. It's what it's the barter system. That's what you want to say. Forget not the reason why. It's, forget the only thing they're collecting it for. Betzman has no use. You don't only get money. That's muksa machmas kufa anyway. What? It's mei malacha. They throw out again. Some people do, but once you throw it out. Once you throw it out, that's it. There's no, most people take it out. Most people leave it in. Maybe in New York they tell me now there's a big problem, get fines for it. I don't know what goes on in New York right now. Might be people do take it out, but you have to know why they take it out. I'm not sure. But let's say in this country, very simple, most people throw it out. Once they throw it out, Erev Shabbos, a lot of the muksa machmas kufa. What? Live for what?
So it's not muksa.
Erev Shabbos and the Kli Shalom is muksa. Talk about Erev Shabbos first right now, right? He's the court discussing why he's not losing his shame Kli. But Maisi thought even a Kli Shalom is muksa. Because we don't have the Svar of the Mishabu anymore, but Baladai Taitzi Kaladim. He's discussing why it's not Nichon Negeda of Shiva Kalim. The point is the Kli Shalom. So they were not Shiva Kalim. So fine, the Kli. Kli still anyway is muksa. It's not Shiva Kalim, it's Kli that he threw out. I mean, they had the category of a Kli Shalom that he threw out of Shabbos, Maisi is muksa. Maisi, what happens now in the case on Shabbos? The person went after he used it, and Maisi has no use anymore. So again, there's a big mavuch among the Achoinim, Shlomo Zalman, the Maisa, he's Machmer, Shmir Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, the Maisa, Moksa Machmer, Skufa, Atah Shani, the Ashim, the Israel, Shabbos, the Yisrael, the Kop, all these one time, the Maisa, it's not Moksa. Like, here, Shtark is swore, until you put in the garbage, not to the end of his Shtamshas yet. That means, even if you want Taino, has a category of being something that the person throws out of Shiva Kimla, has no use, Maisa, the plate to eat on the meal on Shabbos. You can use over and over and over. People do. Elmai, you finish using it. Let's say you want, oh, got another piece of cake or something else you might put upon. So there's a starker swear, because I'm arguing the point, said until it physically gets to the garbage, or until you stack them up, it might not finish the stamps on the client. Even after you bench, someone brought out something, you still would use it. A birthday party, a cake, oh, you would still use it. The that's what a person I think is, when it gets the garbage, it's zehu. Not when they finish benching, it's zehu. If there's nothing else to eat, I'm leaving.
You have plastic on the table, people.
No, you roll up. You might, once you roll up, then you have a head on scrap. I can't leave that scrap. But or still, it's biyodov. But I think the inam meyodom until it starts even being a pole, that's the same thing. That's being in the garbage. I think in August Stark it says not in the gvar of gemar stamches of using the kli over here.
An empty sobal.
On empty sobal, I think also the fact. Are you asking me? I think until you throw it out. People use it on trips, things, until it gets thrown out, you can argue the point and say, we don't see it being garbage yet. Shlomo Zalman says no. It's very clear, it says not that way. He says, once it's that way, it's that way.
Like the kids that play with 30 seconds.
What?
Again.
So you're saying your plate, but your plate, might see you come back and use it. I mean, you went away 10 minutes, come back to your place and you'd use it. So what? So, Mason, if you come back, stop.
The guy left.
Till the moment, till he takes it away and puts it in the sack or in the garbage, the Mason has
the
use.
The guy left. The guy left. He ready to go.
If he comes back, again, the Metzius per se. So what? I won't use your plate. You're very Kli Shalom. So what? It's Kli Shalom. until it goes in garbage, the person was using it, I think, as a category of klisholim.
But the kids playing with the Bible on Shabbos and the recycling thing for sure, also.
Well, kids do, they do, yeah, a lot of things.
What?
When they do it before, that's a problem, yeah. Now, that's the gear when you threw it out. Yeah, that's the gear either in a case where you throw it out Erev Shabbos Muksa, or however, when you have it before you throw it out on Shabbos, so even after it on Shabbos, that's among the Chorinim. That means you can have a case of tainus first of all before you throw it out. Maybe it's Muksa, maybe it's not. Then after you throw it out, you give out Shabbos for it. It's a Shivrei Kli over here that you throw out. That's right for Im Alokho. So what? There's no Alokho Shivrei Kli that you throw it on Shabbos. Maisi is Muksa. So again, if you throw it on Shabbos, a lot of books, you throw it on Shabbos, not that simple. Then, again, as Seth Smith says, Paschus with Torah Vadas, he says, for the camp Torah Vadas, and go move the garbage. You have to have probably place not my books of garbage. He kind of the food is not books of Mabaya. Or your garbage. You might sell bottles to Heter. What's the problem? Others disagree and say, Maisel, today, we look at every generation, we don't look McClellius, and therefore the one time every generation, Nichol Shivek, Kirillum, Def, Thorat, Maisel is Muksa. Some say even on the table, some say dafka after you throw it out. Big shalom, big mavuch among my friend, had a look upon it. Now that's again the get to chapamis. Just you have to realize the get to, okay, late, but the get to packages, there is really, can start clearing even worse than this. Chapami plates, be'etzem, are something that you use over and over and over. So maybe as a get directly. Maisa, mashing in a package, a klipo, is made for one time use. Be even worse over here. Like a plate and silver we use over and over and over. The case of your candy wrapper is a one-time use, not using it all over again. The case of your wine bottle, glass bottle, these things are might say one-time use. I mean, even the case of not a chips being a kli, but right after the sugar tefillah is kalim. That means packaging your bag of chips after you use it, a bag of milk after you use it, the mice can be a case that's worse than the chapamit kalim. And then those one-time mice is worse. Those mice say mice is no worse. Mice is Smotcher, Scheinberg, Chutshani of Shmuel. Others say mice is still a mukhsa, Shlomo Zalman, Shmer Shabbos, and others. This is the candy wrapper. My kid mice took off the wrapper, threw it on the floor. So you can't do that, it's on the floor. They bend down to pick it up. I said, no, you can't pick it up. Mice will be a quid lap by skin. Has no use. My kid started arguing with me and said, what do you mean it has no use? All kids know that it's Shivik Kaila has my malacha. I said, what my malacha do you have? Everyone knows when you buy a simple, you throw something, you take out the candy, you put a tissue inside, you wrap it up, and you throw it because no one would throw the candy. So, are you serious? And we worked around this kid. Well, because yeah, of course that's what we do. You take out the candy, you put a tissue. Unless you want to hurt the guy, you leave it inside. You want to tease all the kids around you, you put a tissue inside. Avada wrapper has me in malacha. What? Kids are lumped down over here. So then I told them to pick it up. No, we have to be machmer. No, fine. Like that. So this is Shalom, but etzem per se, apisvar shabai luhur, a candy wrapper, is even more of a reason to be machmer, is that maybe it's not even a clean, it's on the floor, mice and muksa. Therefore, all these empty containers, like I might see by the empty yogurt cups, I see the Archa Shabbos, I see outside of Shabbos, who wants a tiny little, that Ganelits want to keep them and use them over and make arts and crafts things out of them. Maisa, I have 8 kids sent to God, and also they have asked me for yogurt containers. And the only reason why I know this, because Shabbos brings it down, what? They save them there.
They save all of their own. That's why
they want to. So you have to know what when people the are yechidim use something. You have to start learning what it is. But etzem it sounds like a big mavuch among the koyanim. Have look at all these things again: empty bags, empty soda bottles. Where exactly you put it under? You can start clearing both from mikan lekan. The shalom a sugya muksa. My slave Ben Hashem laid on this week. Go to the sugya of the Shemi Yitaka by Kedah Kiyo and Tachol. Love them.